The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Celebrating 10 years on the air, Carl and Linda Bott. It is Friday the 13th, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's there at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And, of course, Linda with the news. Well, I mean, the weather.
Well, yes, yeah, we're going to talk about whatever everything this morning. Good morning on this beautiful Friday, the 13th. Wow. Today, our highs will be 46. Calm winds about 5 to 9 miles per hour this morning. Tonight calls for rain mainly before 10 p.m. with our overnight lows of 42. Tomorrow calls for around 30% chance of rain after 10 a.m. Increasing clouds with a high near 56. And tomorrow night overnight lows are 37 with a 40% chance of rain. So as you can see, as the week progresses, we've got more rain coming. Now Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 54 and partly cloudy on Sunday night with a low of 34. Monday, mostly sunny, 58 as we progress to go up a little bit. Monday night, mostly clear. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. Tuesday brings back chance of rain, and Wednesday chance of rain, 53. Overnight lows around 40. Thursday, rain as well. I've got my plants outside. I took them out yesterday. I thought, oh, my gosh, forgot to take them in, because there's nothing the plants love more than to get, you know, to drink their water from the rain, from the sky. And so I forgot to take them in last night. I don't think probably with that overnight low of 42, that's not freezing, so hopefully they'll do really well. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends down in Anderson, locally owned. That's a senior. They will give senior and veteran discounts. This time, when you're trying to stretch your dollars and you're looking for your needs, and you have propane and you need a company that's really going to have your back, go to Shasta Gas Propane. And with us this morning, as we segue over to our friends from Haven Humane, and Amy always brings a pet of the week. You get to choose it, so it could be a kitty, a bird. You never brought in a pony, but you know, this morning you have a canine friend.
I almost brought in some guinea pigs not too long ago, and I'm still thinking if they're next week, I'm bringing in the little pair of guinea pigs, because that would just be cute.
I'd like to see a potbelly pig.
Well, you know, the guinea pigs, they usually go quick, though, don't they?
They can, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they go pretty fast. People are really looking for them. But, so I have a
Did
very...
Did you know they eat guinea pigs down in
oh,
Peru?
Oh, gosh, or Puerto Rico? And, or not
oh, no,
Puerto Rico,
Peru.
Peru. Yeah, they're
considered just a...
delicacy?
Well,
not
no,
really.
Just,
they're just a normal, they put them on a skewer.
Like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like squirrels or chickens.
Okay, so now we're talking about, let's talk about pets.
Let's talk about not eating them.
Yeah, not eating them. And our canine, our pet of the week would be?
This is koala that I have with me. Like a little bear, like a little koala bear.
She's cute. Is it a she?
Yeah. Koala's about 2 years old. She's kind of a petite little shepherd mix with really, really pretty, like, brindle coat. Not really quite 100% sure what she's mixed with. She's a California shelter pet. That's what we're just going to call her. And koala is such a sweet girl. She walks really great on a leash. It's like her most redeeming quality when you get pulled around a lot. When a dog walks like a dream, it's really like impressive. So she walks really good on a leash. She does great with kids. She has met other dogs in the shelter, and we do require an introduction to make sure that they do well. She did well, but every dog can be dog selective. So, I'm not quite sure about kitties, but koala would make a really great family pet. She really likes kids and does really well with everyone she meets. She doesn't know any strangers, so.
You say she's about 50 pounds?
Probably a little bit less. I would
40,
say about
50?
45, yeah.
Good size. It's a good size to run around in the car with.
She actually rides really well in the car, too. She's very quiet. She seems to be crate trained. She doesn't mind being in a crate.
Wow.
When she gets out of the kennel, she goes potty right away. She's probably potty trained. We never guarantee that, but she appears that way. She's really cute and special, and she's a little bit unique because she does have cropped ears that were not done so well. So when she was a puppy, I'm hoping it happened when she was a puppy, not as an adult dog, but somebody removed her ears, basically. Instead of cropping them, they cut them straight off. So does have, like, interesting ears.
Yeah. That's okay. You know, it's kind I mean, it's terrible with people.
People suck, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay. She's with us now. Yeah. And that's what counts.
She's got a great personality. She's mellow.
She is very mellow.
But you know what? Dog doesn't know it.
She doesn't know it.
No.
In her...
I just went over there, and she ran over and put her face into my hands and sniffed me and just, you know, she's just a nice little dog.
In her kennel, she's really excitable, and I think it might turn people off to look at, you know, her jumping and getting, you know, barking and just trying to get people's attention. But outside of it, she is, like, one of the calmest dogs. Like, just a polar opposite than what she acts like in the – yeah, she'll just lay down than what she acts like in the kennel. So we always tell people don't judge dogs by their kennel behavior. You know, it's not fair to them. A lot of them are much different out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how would you act if you were caged?
Exactly. Yeah.
Probably not exactly, you know –
would not be on my best behavior, would guess.
So wonderful. Okay, so tell us about what's happening with Haven Humane the rest of December.
So we are doing Stuff the Bus still till the end of December. But today and tomorrow start our Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelter event. So that's today and tomorrow from 11 to 5, both days. This time, Bissell usually gives us one weekend day, and this time they're actually sponsoring adoption fees for two whole days. So it's really awesome of them to provide this.
You can come
this
down and get free.
It's $10.
$10. Okay, $10. Cool. Yep. That's almost free.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a dog, it's actually going to be free. All you're going to be paying for is the licensing fee. So the adoption fee will be waived. So, we have a lot of amazing animals in the shelter right now looking for forever homes, and we're really trying to hit that goal of, 300 pets home for the holidays. Last I checked this week, at some point, it was like 185. So, I mean, We're getting there, but we definitely need the community's help to step up and take some amazing animals home.
How many more do we need?
We need almost 100 more.
100 more. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not impossible.
Not impossible, no.
We've done it before.
We have done it before. So definitely come down today from 11 to 5. We're not opening the adoption center until 11. So if you want to come and see what we have and perhaps adopt an awesome, amazing animal for $10, today would be a good day to do it. We're also doing it tomorrow. If you're at work today, can't make it, whatever it may be, we will have this going on again. So
it's great.
It is.
Again, Haven Humane, going above and beyond to make sure that our little friends have homes for Christmas and that people can be happy.
Yeah.
You know, having a dog in our life, and I'm not saying anything about cats because cats can be cool.
But having
a dog in our life has made our life better. You know, it's having her there. Sometimes we just watch her, and she just does the most.
She's so cute.
Dumb things,
but
they're amazing, and they do things to just kind of. It's almost like to make you happy, and. And if you haven't been happy for a while, maybe you need to have a dog or
maybe
a cat
a
in your life.
Maybe you
need a companion in your life. Somebody that when you come home comes running up to you and just wants – the only thing they want to do is just share with you how happy they are.
Yeah, I have four. They lay me flat out on my back every day.
That's so cute.
They come home from it's
and those are just,
when I
those
walk
are just the
door.
Cats.
Those are just the cats.
Wait, the dogs kids. Get in there.
Well, thank you for being with us again this morning, Haven. Amy from Haven Humane, and, of course, it's our Pet of the Week moment. And
Koala.
And go in and check out to see, you know, what kind of future pet you may have. I'm sure they'll have something for you at Haven Humane.
Of course, yeah. Come see us.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Amy.
Hey, you know what, honey, is it the weather or is it just the fact that, you know, when we hit that bed at night, you know, last night we were at this Froptimus dinner. And
that's right.
We had been asked
auctioneer
to be the auctioneers there. And, of course, being
hope we
the,
did it justice. I don't know.
You know
hi,
what?
Girls.
We were replacing Lee Luff, and Lee couldn't be there last night, last minute emergency. And then so you and I were there. I we didn't kind of, like, lead into things like
– we don't go –
No. One thing we said, but this is worth $250. Who wants to give me $250?
Yeah.
Somebody raised their hand. I said, okay, let's move on.
And I said, where should we start? Well, anyway, it was a nice event. It was very,
but when
very
get
nice.
Home, you hit the rack, you just want to be able to go to sleep. And you know what? During this holiday season, you realize with so many things going on, just how much a good night's sleep is
change
worth.
Of the weather and travel and
oh my gosh,
and again,
yeah.
A lot of shaking hands and being with people and yes.
Yeah. So, you know, during the travel time you come back and, you know, you want to get back into your bed. Quality sleep is essential for health, performance, and yes, can I even say this, sanity? Yeah, you need a lot of rest. And also finding out that 8 hours of sleep helps not only clear you mentally, but it also helps with your longevity, helps with your everyday activities. And Sleep Number right now has a great sale going on. But the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements, and then it adjusts to you. You know, of course, you can adjust your own side of the bed. My Sleep Number setting last night was 60.
And mine was 55.
Your Sleep Number setting was 55?
Yes, my Sleep Number setting was 55.
You know what? Usually you go down. Usually you're like 40 or 45, so something's going on.
I change it because I can. It's like my shoes.
Make spirits bright this holiday with a gift of quality sleep. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed adjusts on each side to give all a good night. From $999 and only at Sleep Number store and the Target Shopping Center, right next to the Vitamin Shop. Head on down there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning. It's raining. It's going to rain.
And let's talk about Brexit.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. now $29.95. Limit 2 to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We're celebrating 10 years. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on this Friday edition. Good morning. And, of course, we always like to shout out to our sponsors before we get into Brexit and some of the great headlines that are going on that are just, you know, happening right before our very eyes. This portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil.
SST Oil, of course, is a local company that's been in the business here for 52 years. It's probably starting their 53rd here in January 1st. It's the one that also offers Monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters for you to ensure that you have a warm home or hot water. They deliver the fuel to keep those going for you. They deliver fuel, in fact, in all over the western United States, the northwest, the southwest, all over here. They're always looking for good drivers. They are an employee-owned company. They have the CFN cards that are good. It's also, what, 60,000 different gas stations.
Fabulous.
Across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you know, Linda and I traveled all the way to New Mexico, and every place we stopped, the CFN was honored. So I'm pretty happy with that, you know. And then they give us a up-to-date how much gas we used, how much it cost, and all that. All this from SST Oil and much more. Give them a call at 241-1167. Talk to them about heating your house, heating your water, or a CFN card, 241-1167. Okay, Linda.
Okay, Prime Minister.
I've got a question to ask.
Oh, sorry,
you
I was going to go right into Boris.
Do you have an affliction called triskaidekaphobia? Triskaidekaphobia.
Trisk. I'm trying to break it down before I, you know, see if I can be brainiac on this moment. Trisk, what's the last second part?
Adapiophobia. I may, you know, phobia. I mean, I mean.
Well, phobia, I get. It's the trisk.
Triskaid. Just look at it like this. Triskaidekaphobia.
Okay.
Okay, you're never going to get it.
All right.
It's the irrational fear of the number 13.
Ooh.
Today is Friday the 13th. And why are people afraid of this? You know, and you look back and you look into, like, okay, the Last Supper, 13 people. The Knights Templar were supposedly arrested on this day by the king, Friday the 13th, 1307. Philip IV of France arrested hundreds of the Knights Templar. That may not be true. That may have been something that was just brought up. They've been in, you know, different. It's been different days, though, in different cultures that are supposed to be unlucky. But today is Friday the 13th. I see nothing bad happening yet, but then again.
Well, in numerology, if you add a 3 and a 1, it's a 4, which is a good number.
There you go.
And I look at Friday the 13th as
another day.
Some people are married. When you get married on the 13th, guess what? Friday the 13th will fall somewhere on your anniversary. And that's just the way it is. Okay, now let's get into Boris.
Let's get into Brexit, how huge this is.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party has won a thumping majority of seats in Britain's Parliament, a decisive outcome to a Brexit-dominated election that should allow Johnson to fulfill his plan to take the UK out of the European Union next month.
How big was this?
With 642 of the 650, listen to that. With 642 out of the 650 results declared on Friday, the Conservatives had 358 seats and the main opposition Labour Party 203.
This was the largest loss for Labour in, going back into the early 70s. They had people lose seats that had seats for 40 years.
Well, the victory makes Johnson the most electorally successful Conservative since Margaret Thatcher, another politician who was loved and loathed in almost equal measure. Yes.
Oh, the Iron Lady. Now, how huge is this? Okay, if you compare it to the United States, it would be like this. similar to this. It would be like Trump did not just sweep the Electoral College and almost all states. He would have flipped like New York, Connecticut, and California to the Republican side. He would have swept back all of Congress and would have changed dramatically the face of the politics in the nation. Now, that's how big it was for Johnson. Now they can do their Brexit. Now they can leave the European Union. This gives them much more freedom in taxing. I mean, they aren't taxed by the European Union about bringing in imports. Donald Trump is just waiting to sign a new trade agreement with Great Britain on this. So this is huge. The people said that, you know, they'd had enough, that, yes, they did want. They kept talking about, oh, no, we don't really want it. You know, we should hold another referendum. Well, he said, okay, here's your referendum. We're going to have an election. Places in the hard labor areas there, strong unions, swept the liberals out of power and brought in the Tories.
Which segues to what we're witnessing here. I'm not sure you have, Carl, but I know that, you know, in the afternoon when I get home, I'm sweeping through, I'm channel surfing. And it's so interesting how, you know, CNN and even Fox, they are doing, you know, they're airing the impeachment hearings. But, you know, after they're done, you're seeing what you're seeing within the period of time that you're watching. But when they're done and you read comments from different news agencies on what's happening, it's like, who's in the same room?
Yeah, no, and because, you know, like last night they were going to vote supposedly in the Judiciary Committee to move it forward. Now, it doesn't go directly into the House of Representatives. First it goes to the Rules Committee, and then from the Rules Committee, then it goes into the House. The vote should be probably next Wednesday. Well, what Nadler did was he said, okay, we've had enough tonight. We're going to vote for it in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Well, he did this without even checking with the opposition at all, the senior member of the Republican group. He just did it, and this just infuriated the Republicans, because, you know, it wasn't just the fact that they wanted to do it during prime time. It wasn't that. It was the fact that he didn't, you know, come up to them and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and give them a chance, because a lot of people on Fridays a lot of people on the Judiciary Committee and other places, you know, they're traveling out at that point. Some of them were getting ready to head over to Europe for the Battle of the Bulge. This was, you know, it happened 70 years ago, was the Battle of the Bulge.
That's nasty.
And it's just 75 years ago. So this is, again, it's a kangaroo court. They don't allow other witnesses in. And now it's going to go to the Senate. Let's just say they vote and they don't get, you know, all the Republicans are going to be against it probably. But, you know, there's going to be Democrats voting against it, against impeachment. But then it's going to go to the Senate. At that point, our friends from the Senate, it's dead on arrival. Everybody knows it's dead on arrival. So now the question is, do we just, okay, bring it in, let's vote on it, get rid of this, and go back to doing the business of the people. Well, the Democrats have already said, oh, this doesn't make any difference. We're going to continue to run impeachment. We're going to continue. If he wins again, we're going to impeach again, because there's so much stuff to impeach him on. This is not what they were elected for. Oh, no, we were elected to uphold the laws of the Constitution. You have tried, you have failed, and in the next election, they could pay for this. I'm not saying they are, but they could pay for this by losing all the gains they made. They can lose the House, and people are just going to say, you know what, we've had enough of this. It's time to move the country forward.
It's like a dam. You know, like when you think about water flowing through, you know, there's a little give, there's a little take. Some things happen that you just don't really want to have happen, but it is called give and take, and it's like in any family in our country. But what's happening is this whole process through the last 3 years, the files, you name it. I could go down the list. It feels like it's just a dam, and it feels like Trump just keeps chipping away and chipping away. But I think what's happening is that we're all getting tired of it.
I think everybody's tired of it. You know, in fact, when they go back and they talk to in these town halls, the town halls, this is not their, this is not what they're on. They want to see that, they wanted to see that deal between Mexico and Canada and the United States signed. That was done finally. What they want to see is moving forward. They're worried about this cost of medicine, the cost of pharmaceutical drugs. They're not worried about impeachment. We got to take a break here. A lot of stuff going on today. Congressman LaMalfa is supposed to be on today. I say supposed to be on because you never can tell when things like this happen back there, what's going to happen in the with the congressman. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Second year in a row, they've been named one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the IBM Watson Health Organization, a fully accredited chest pain center. Not only that, but they've been sort of certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility and much, much more. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. They care about what's happening in here. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning. It's about, 50 degrees out there, going up to 54 today. But we got a few more degrees to go, and it's going to be raining. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And welcome back to Casey and our good friend Wade Riggs just popped in. He looks Christmas hat on.
And, Christmas hat. And, you know, Wade Riggs, Riggs Media, you know, always growing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
He does it quietly, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's something else that's happened with him. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is 7:35 here on Friday the 13th. Did you know there are some people on Friday the 13th, my love, that don't even get out of bed? They don't even get out of bed. They're scared. They don't go to work. They don't buy anything. And it says it costs the American economy up to $800 million a year because of Friday the 13th. Because of this. They say that people won't fly on Friday the 13th. They don't like driving their cars on Friday the 13th. There's so many of these things. I can't imagine it.
Superstition.
That the superstition can affect the economy like that.
You need to play that going out, Jared.
Yeah. Which one is that?
Jared, superstition.
Superstition.
There is superstition.
We talked about Brexit. We talked about what was going on with the, when we have guests scheduled on a regular basis here. And I guess what it's going to take is, they
agree.
We're here to introduce their businesses and all this, and we want to give them the time. I mean, it's not like they're not advertising with us even. We just, we see businesses out there. We call them and say, hey, would you like to come on? Or we see them at an event and say, hey, would you like to come on and talk about your business? I mean, we don't get anything out of that. But, again, we push out the fact that
it's local business.
It's a local business.
Try to stay local, shop local, be local. So, it's easy to get in the car and drive down to Sacramento or to shop on Amazon.
Yeah.
It takes in a little extra effort, but, this is how your community thrives. I know we drive this home every single day, but if we can just give you that little morsel of thought. But sometimes, again, people are leery. Like, when I walk in, what do you really want? You know what we want is we want our communities to succeed. Doesn't mean you have to advertise with us. How many times have we had people come through here that don't advertise? It's okay. That's kind of our mission statement.
And by the way, we have Congressman LaMalfa scheduled for today. He bounced from last week because there were some votes going on. So he's supposed to be on at 8:05 when people are asking what's on. And then so now we're going to have, open line. So if you've been thinking about things you want to talk about, and, like the impeachment, I know that, I've see our people in our chat room are following it, or the details regarding One Safe Place and another agency to assist the victim of the alleged assault. The woman was assaulted, beaten pretty badly. Listened to it during our news hour, and she's gone to One Safe Place for help. Now,
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, that was on earlier this morning. But the thing about it, somebody made a comment that said, and it's a good comment. I thought that they didn't want to let people know where they were at. Well, the guy that has allegedly beaten her, I believe is still in jail. But the fact is that One Safe Place is exactly that. It's not just a house on the outside like it used to be, where people could get to that house. This is a building that's pretty well fortified and it's got all types of security around there. And that's exactly what One Safe Place is there for, is to provide that kind of
all your services in one place. So before, when we first started on the air, there were a few places that if you had experienced any kind of trauma or abuse, you had to go through three or four. By that time, the person was already back home. They couldn't stand it, so they wanted to go to what was comfortable, was being beaten.
And speaking of violence in our area here, the Victor Homes, as you know, those are homes for teenagers and younger people.
Troubled
ones. And the Victor had four residences right here in Redding. And over the last two or three months, there has been incidents of harsh violence, not just pushing and shoving, but harsh violence. The first one out in Palo Cedro where a woman was knocked unconscious. Sexual assault was attempted. They caught the guy. He's a 16-year-old out of Sacramento. Then a 13-year-old attacked, started busting up the van and attacked one of the other helpers there, one of the attendants there from Victor. Another time, three of them chased one of the leadership members of Victor, and he locked himself in the office and called the police to get them taken care of. And the latest has been where a 17-year-old attacked the neighbor of this house because he asked them not to be in his yard while he was trying to clean his yard up, and he was attacked. And then when the attendant or the employee of Victor came over, another kid came over and attacked him with a tree limb that, 7 feet long and 3 inches in diameter, and then started throwing foot-long pieces of wood at people, and the cops came for that. Victor then announced this week that they're closing down all of their Redding homes, that they can no longer provide the type of quality care for these people that they're getting because the kids that are coming to them are too violent. They don't have enough people to handle it. Maybe not enough of the trained people they need. But this is if you want to look at it from the economic side, and it costs like 60 jobs. They shut down a school they had for these kids that needed help. But Victor's just said, they've thrown up their hands and said, no, we're not going to do this. It took like 40% of those homes that had at-risk kids in them out of the market. A lot of people are saying, okay, I think we can replace that with something else. But I found that very interesting that when I talked to the representatives of Victor when the first thing happened, the lady was very forthcoming. She said, we've been in business for 50 years. We've been providing help to, troubled teens for all this time. We have not had any of these problems like we're seeing here. This has been the first assault. This was the one on the woman. She says, this has not happened. We are just totally shocked by it, as are the hierarchy and the board. And then it just kept going on. So I'm not sure if something was being done up here that was different. And so I said, why do these kids come from all over to here? Why don't we help the kids from here? She says, because if the kids are from here, they have a tendency to walk away from the home so they can get right back with their friends. And as soon as one of them leaves the residence without permission, they call the cops. They call the sheriff to have them come in and find them. So it just got to be too much for Victor. And it kind of makes you wonder what's going on. And then you see what happens up in New York.
Oh, my goodness. 13-year-old.
A 13-year-old.
And two buddies, two or three guys. But this is an area that used to be, according to what we saw this morning one of the world news stations, this was a park where at one time it was considered safe and wonderful, and times have changed. The park has become iffy, but according to reports, she was stabbed multiple times. This young gal walking by herself,
18 years old, from a Barnard College freshman.
And she was able, through even though the multiple stab wounds, she was able to walk herself up the steps. That must have been at her dorm. Up the steps of a place where then a security guard.
She was in the park and then maybe even reached back, made it back to her, to the school there. And she was discovered unconscious near a staircase in Manhattan's Morningside Park around 5:30 p.m. This is an all-woman school. She was fatally injured during an armed robbery attempt. And this, of course, makes everybody else from around there have to start thinking that, here's the park right there, and I go to school, and this park's right next to me. Am I safe even to walk during the day? Because this was during the day, and it was 5:30 at night. It was probably getting dark then. But everyone was spread out around the entire campus, and you don't really want to walk anywhere anymore. 13 years old.
13-year-old confessed to the killings. We are going to have to take a break on that note, and we come back. I've got another headline that I thought was very interesting. We've got a couple things to talk about this morning before LaMalfa calls in, but this is Carl and Linda Bott live here on KCNR on this Friday edition, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. You got something stuck in your crawl right now, Jimmy, or anybody else out there, give us a call. We've got
about
11
it.
Minutes. You know, there's other things. You know, we're upset about 13-year-olds killing another person, first of all.
18-year-old fresh, just out of school.
We
have
concerned.
Our granddaughters on our way to college. And, of course, every parent's, like, just in fear. You know, probably doing her good. I mean, she looks like just all-American, okay? You know, everybody's got little, you know, things that they, you know, little closets. But she looked like she was just this fresh, young, girl off to college to begin her future. It just, you know, it's so dark.
You know, we went back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, life is, you know, you expect to live your whole life. And sometimes things happen. Fires happen, you know, accidents happen, all of this. Is your insurance up to date? Do you have the right coverage that will protect your family? Steve Maxwell and Linda and I sat down for life insurance policies to help.
And we
if
had
something
to renew
happened
them.
To me, you know, that we were getting ready to renew. So we switched from where we were at over to Judy Maxwell because she did a great job in explaining how everything works and in finding us the best policies. And that's what she does. Not only that, her financial needs branch is right there for you also to make sure that you have the right financial plan that's going to work its way so you have money all through your life and it doesn't end 2 or 3 years early. All of this at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, you know, we did talk about the impeachment. Now, and they're saying, well, how many people pay attention to the impeachment? And you say, wow, well, you know, not a lot. Well, the camera caught Democratic Representative Cedric Richmond watching golf. He's on the panel there. He was watching golf during the hearings. He's paying just about as much attention to it as the rest of the country. I love it. I love it. And today, Trump's approval poll is at 49%. Mm. With everything the media has done, an impeachment going on, he's still at 49% approval rating.
Well, there's just part imagine. Of it. There's part of this whole thing that feels like it's a desperation. And I think there's, I don't know, it's just a feeling. You know, I kind of go through my life about feelings, and my gut instinct is that we're going to swing back in a way that I think, is going to be shocking to people with the election when the election happens. Here's something in the headlines I want to talk about. And America is now the world's top oil producer. The cracks are emerging, according to this business report. Rapid expansion by America to a record 12 million barrels of oil output a day has been a global game changer. In less than a decade, a boom in the country's shale patch added a record 8 million barrels a day and made the United States the number one oil producer in the world. A large chunk of credit must go to the producers of the Permian Basin, a vast expanse of 86,000 square miles that borders West Texas and southern New Mexico. That region is responsible for about a third of America's crude output. Did you know that?
I know, yeah. I knew that we were that we had really bumped up our oil production so we didn't have to rely
Thank
so
you.
Much. On other countries that we were given billions of dollars to, which we still do, and maybe in millions, though, that don't like us very much. So to be energy independent, at the same time, finding those methods to take over from the carbon-based fuel, you know, the leading edge of technology for that is here in the United States also. You know, the electric cars, the solar farms. As we drove into Pahrump, Nevada, there was a whole, I don't know, acres of solar panels.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty amazing on the way.
And you drive into Las Vegas, there's acres and acres of
yes.
solar panels. There's wind turbines
yes.
going. These things are huge, all to generate power and to take the load off of the carbon-based fuel because eventually it'll run out.
Well, some time ago, checking into one of the hotels in Las Vegas, I think this is a few years back, it had been a long time since I had driven from the L.A. area into Las Vegas. And so there was a Gold Digger reunion, and I had, you know, flew in, and my girlfriend and I drove through, and I said, what is that? As far as my eyes could see, it was like a sea of black. And then there were these towers, big towers, like four towers. It almost looked like, you know, like in, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, towers. So we get in, to the hotel, and I love, we had a great bell check guy who just said, just had information. He was a day trader, and then he also did bell checking, which I thought was interesting because, you know, that just, anyway. So he was very informative about the fact that those solar panels are now what are able to produce the electricity for Las Vegas.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, these other things that are happening, too, is the state of Virginia has passed all these gun control laws. And so they've got 40 counties in the state of Virginia that have proclaimed themselves as Second Amendment sanctuary counties. And then the governor said, well, you know what, then I can just use the National Guard. Well, as soon as he said that, the uproar was so tremendous, he backed off. He said, well, you know what, then, you know, people have these M16s, these semi-automatic sporting rifles, they can keep them, but they have to register them. Well, that just, you know, that didn't do any good either. When you start, you know, the state of Virginia is a conservative state once you get out of Northern Virginia, which has so many of the politicians living there and people working for the government. But when you go south of Richmond, you go in southeast of Richmond, not Richmond, but Washington, D.C., it gets conservative. And the sheriffs are not afraid to say, we're not going to enforce this. You can make all these stupid laws you want, but constitutionally, they don't swing with us. I find that very interesting. Then the governor backed off.
Well, going back to Brexit, you know, Joe Biden and his allies are seizing on the left's crushing defeat in the UK as proof that only a centrist can beat Trump.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, if you remember, when they voted on Brexit, it had no chance. When the people in Great Britain voted on it, it had no chance. That was right before the election of Trump to the presidency. And they kept saying, oh, no, it doesn't have a chance, doesn't have a chance. Well, the people spoke, and it won. They voted to leave the European Union, to break away, to exit the European Union. And then Trump won, showing us that the people, it's the people that will speak. The people that will speak. And we elected Trump, this nation. The nation elected Trump through the Electoral College because this is a republic. That's the way it's been. And so because of that, Democrats immediately wanted to change the Electoral College. This is what Elizabeth Warren says. She knows she can't just do it with a wave of her hand or a presidential finding or this. This is a constitutional change, and this takes two-thirds of the states to agree to this. Well, that's not going to happen. Why would South Dakota, Iowa, North Dakota, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, and all of the other states give up their chance to have a say about who's the president of the United States? They won't. It's the Electoral College.
And also, could trade tensions be thawing between the U.S. and China? President Trump has signed off on an initial trade deal that would delay imminent tariffs on Chinese goods with billions of dollars and reduce some tariffs already in place. In return, China would pledge to purchase American farm goods. This phase one deal has been in the works since October, with both sides haggling over details. It's a start, but the agreement doesn't address bigger changes Trump wants to push regarding China's economy. But what it says here is, regardless, Asian markets are showing optimism. Stocks in China, Japan, and South Korea jumped on the trade deal news, and U.S. futures were up as well.
Okay. I think that, well, the economy, again, the stock market is still riding high. The average income has risen. More people working than ever before. Less people not working. And I know that sounds kind of, you know, well, if there's more people working, less people, of course, would. No, a lot of people opted out of looking for a job under the Obama administration because of how tough it was to get a job. Well, now the jobs are out there. More people in the labor market, more people working, more people of color working. Their economic status has increased mightily during the Trump first 4 years of the Trump administration. You can't do, you know, you've got to keep going back and looking at the economy. Is Trump the nicest person in the world? Absolutely not. But frankly, You have to look at results. Are we safer now than we were 4 years ago? Are we better off economically than we were 4 years ago? Does this new trade agreement we have with Mexico and Canada, is that going to have a huge impact? Yes. All of these things. And I realize how frustrating this must be to the Democrats, especially when they've got a group of people running. This could be the most clear-cut election in history between capitalism and socialism. It could be. We're going to be right back after the news, and hoffully we'll get Congressman Moffin here around 8:05.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Committee has voted to approve the two articles of impeachment against President Trump.
The House Judiciary Committee approved rules of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said they were ready to be presented to the whole House.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered reported favorably to the House.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins immediately expressed his disapproval.
For what purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
Pursuant to Clause 2L of Rule 11, I give notice of intent to file dissenting views.
The articles will now move to the Rules Committee for approval of the rules to introduce them to the whole House, which may vote on them on Wednesday.
As correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting from Capitol Hill, meanwhile, President Trump is praising the performance of Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee.
The president describes the performance of GOP House members on the Judiciary Committee as fantastic, calling them Republican warriors. He tweets that it was a beautiful sight to see their sheer brilliance. Mr. Trump claims the Democrats have no case at all against him and is encouraged by the unity of Republicans.
It's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Meanwhile, a statement issued just minutes ago by White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says this desperate charade of an impeachment inquiry in the House Judiciary Committee has reached its shameful end. Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports a big political divide over news credibility between Trump supporters and Trump critics is unique to the field of journalism.
The Pew Research Center study finds little difference in attitude toward other professions when you break them down politically. The study, for example, finds little difference in how Trump-supporting Republicans and less supportive GOP members view doctors, lawyers, or police officers. The study does not address whether pro-Trump supporters simply are reflecting his views or whether they are just disinclined to believe journalists.
That's Oscar Wells Gabriel reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your account into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
North Korea is retaliating against U.S. criticism of its ballistic missile test. It happened during a United Nations Security Council meeting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has set an end-of-year deadline for Washington to offer mutually acceptable terms to revive the nuclear talks. A spokesman for the North Korean government has said the foolish U.S. comments helped North Korea reach a definite decision about its next steps as the deadline looms. The North did not specify what those steps were. At the Security Council meeting, U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft said the Trump administration is prepared to be flexible and take concrete parallel steps towards an agreement on resuming talks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Federal regulators setting up a new three-digit number to reach a suicide prevention hotline in order to make it easier to seek help and reduce the stigma associated with mental health. Once it's implemented, people will just need to dial 988 to seek assistance. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The food bank is scrambling to get 100,000 eggs into the hands of the needy, as Walter Ratliff reports.
A farm that supplies vaccine manufacturers is donating nearly 100,000 surplus eggs to a central Pennsylvania food bank. The eggs are too small or too large for the drug-making process, so they're going to food pantries, fire halls, and churches. The eggs don't need to be refrigerated and can last about 2 weeks. It's the third year the farm has made the donation. 2 years ago, they donated 320,000 eggs. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A Miami couple who bought a banana duct taped to a wall hopes the strange artwork will have appeal to a museum. Billy and Beatrice Cox say they slipped more than $100,000 into the hands of an Italian artist to buy one of the three editions of the unique banana art, which was a talk of last week's Art Basel Miami. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down by 34 points. NASDAQ up by 4. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Did everybody hear me say true story? Okay.
Ooh.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, 8:05 in the morning here on Friday the 13th. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I hope everybody's having a good day. I hope you don't have this inordinate fear of Friday the 13th and you're just staying in bed today. But if you are, you're on the right station.
Just keep
we
going
have
along.
All types of stuff going on there. Honey, yeah. Quickly, give us the weather. Then we got Susan Eastman on the
good
line.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. Rain today with a high of 56 and overnight lows of 42. Tomorrow calls for 56 and rain and 37 overnight lows. Oh my gosh, I have my plants outside to get their water, so they need to come in with 37 degrees. Sunday calls for a high of 54, mostly sunny with our partly cloudy night of overnight lows of 34. Monday's mostly sunny with a high of 58. Monday night, mostly clear with a low of 35. And Tuesday, high of 55. There's a bit of a forecast here, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, great people that do so much for the community. A lot of unsung heroes there. Locally owned, again, veteran and senior discounts, 365-3793. And another local hero, someone that we admire, who gives us an update on Wall Street, our Wells Fargo financial advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are mixed and early trading as investors keep their eye on the status of U.S. and Chinese trade negotiations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points at 28,102. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 3,165. And the NASDAQ closing, well, it's higher, up 6 points at 8,724. Active stocks on the NASDAQ: Advanced Micro Devices down 61 cents, trading at 42 even. Micron Technology at 43 cents at 51.38. Apple up $1.45 at 272.98. For local stocks of interest, AT&T down 29 cents at $38.08. PG&E down 7 cents, trading at $10.18. Merchants Bank of Commerce off 6 cents at $12 even. In the bond department, treasuries are strengthening with the 10-year note priced at 1.86%. And over to commodities, gold is up $2.60 an ounce at $1,472. Silver down a penny at $16.98 per ounce. And crude oil up 39 cents, trading at $59 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, you don't have to answer this because it may have to go into all these different things that, you know, you're restricted from saying. I know there's a lot of things. I mean, but the impeachment proceedings, a lot of people are saying is that America is frankly turned off and they're not really paying attention to it. Is the market paying any attention to it?
I think it's paying more attention to the China trade negotiations. Uh-huh. And there was some information on the news today that said more people are not watching it on TV, maybe an hour, and then they turn it off.
Right.
There was the 14 hours last night, and who could stay up 14 hours
no,
watch that?
Please.
Yeah. Okay.
Their fingernails on a blackboard.
I think the market is tuning it out.
Okay. I think that a lot of people are doing that. So anyway, but we have Congressman LaMalfa
Thanks,
on the
Susan.
Phone.
And
thank
I bet
you. Have a great weekend,
everyone. You too. Merry Christmas.
Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 243-7561. And on our other line here is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I just have to ask. Last night, when they decided to vote, we're going to do it Friday morning, and the Republican side just went berserk, saying that, you know, what is this? I mean, do we have any rights in this at all? What's going on there, Congressman? You know, we see this, and it appears to be, you know, it's already set up that it doesn't make any difference because we're not going to listen to your side and all these other things. What's your take on this? You're right there.
Well, I mean, it does look like a very slanted deal. I mean, we don't, you know, like in impeachments days gone by, they used to be a little bipartisan, but you don't have a lot of examples of impeachment modern era activities, too. You go back to Nixon and Clinton, and none of those, you know, were really pretty processes anyhow. But you did have during the Nixon era, there was Republicans saying, yeah, this doesn't look right. We need to do something here. And there were some Democrats in 98, although Democrats, by and large, stuck pretty tightly to their man there. Mm-hmm. But at least there was a bipartisan process. This one here is pretty much out the window this time because it's a kind of a reflection of 3 years of go after Trump at any cost.
You know,
the Dems. So, you know, when Nadler and them decided last night, well, midnight's good enough, let's vote in the morning. I can't even account for that because they could have had it done last night unless they wanted to make it one more day story that they bury it Friday. We were actually walked past the room a little while ago there when it was breaking up. So I talked to a couple of my Republican colleagues. They just shook their head. It was about a 5-minute deal. They did the roll call vote. All ayes for the Dems. All noes for the Reeps. And that's it. So
you know, now it goes
to Ratcliffe and I
understand
Mike
it goes
Johnson
to,
and yeah, Jim Jordan to, and such, and they were all. Kind of disgusting, but see you next week, because now we're going to come back next week and spend an extra week here doing the stuff we should have been getting done. You know, the USMCA that's been languishing for a year, USMCA being the Canada.
Yeah, that was huge news. That was huge news.
It's big news. It's been big news waiting to happen for a year, you know, because if we can settle that. And you might notice, too, that yesterday, on the heels of that announcement, China came to the table and made a deal for at least part of it is $50 billion worth of ag products from our country.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's getting USMCA done breaks loose some other things on trade, you know, because we had a partial deal with Japan that the president got done, you know, a couple months ago, and it wasn't the greatest thing, but it didn't have everything. It's something we had, too, you know. So having our two biggest trading partners, Canada and Mexico, kind of locked down on this, we finally get the vote done next week. Is huge because that will put the pressure on the other trade partners to say, all right, you know, put up or shut up, right, on Japan, even more on China, because by and large, we can produce anything in this country well. We don't have to buy it from somewhere else. So, you know, I mean, but the biggest struggle we have is with the rare earth and critical minerals and things like that we aren't allowed to mine here, even though we do have known sources of them. So we get a lot of that imported. So that's just environmental deal. You know, the U.S. also is the number two importer of wood.
Is that right?
Yep.
The importer of wood.
Like,
importer of wood.
Like, yeah,
meanwhile, we get to watch what
wood
burns around.
Pressed wood or like wood
or
like
products?
Tree wood?
Tree wood. Wood products.
Now, but from what I understand.
No, I mean, I can say, you know, mahogany or places from that don't grow here. That okay, fine, but. And we were talking regular logs that we're watching burn. We're watching 150 million dead bug-infested trees just in California.
Uh-huh.
You know, what are we doing here? So we got a lot to get done.
Don't we sell like when we logging products that goes to China and that that they actually have ships that are like factories out there that are, you know.
Yeah, they like the raw logs, the uncut logs, and then they will. Offshore, do some milling, whether it goes to them or if we're foolish enough to have it come back to us. know. So I'm not an advocate of that. We need our mills running here.
Yeah.
You know, they can always do it cheaper than us because if they're offshore, they don't have the same laws we do. That's why it's also important we have reasonable laws here. We need to have good worker protections, and they need to be able to, you know, work for a good wage and have the mechanism to ask for that. But there's a lot of stuff going on, too, with the ability to produce here that prices the U.S. out of this business. That's why, you know, under Trump and the 3 years we've been able to work with them, we've seen remarkable rebound in economic conditions here with unemployment and GDP. You know, it responds to people being left alone to invest. You know, we did a whole bunch of a rule rollbacks through what's called the Congressional Review Act, rolling back laws that have been beyond the scope of what Congress itself passed and the agencies have been getting away with for a lot of years. And so we were able to roll those back, and you see the positive happens from it. So, you know, if your person wants to invest in infrastructure here in this country, you want to build a wood mill, you want to build a factory, you want to build anything, you want to see that there's some indications that you're going to be around for a while, and there's not going to be a hostile atmosphere for taxation, regulation, or being able to get the inputs. So for example, if we want more wood mills here, we need to show that there's going to be a steady stream of wood material going into them, and that the U.S. Forest Service is going to be a cooperator in getting the material out of the forest into, you know, as well as private lands. But private lands are, you know, they can only do so much on that, and they probably already are if they can get the permits. Yeah. So then there's the permit side, you know. So it goes on and on.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're not going to invest in a multi-million-dollar facility unless you know for sure you're going to get the supplies to be able to run it. It's kind of a vicious circle there. Hey, Congressman, we've got to take a quick break. We've got somebody also on the line that wants to ask you a question or say something. 8:16 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Home Helpers, I guess the largest vote of confidence I can give to Home Helpers is if Linda or I or her parents ever needed help inside the home, Sharon Clark is the only person I would call. Because I know she's got the people, I know she's got the attitude, I know she takes care of the people that she helps. I'd give her a call at 226-8350, but you can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. This is a premier agency in Northern California, voted best in the North State so many times, it can't even keep track. Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
With Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win. Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise, infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit 2 to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air thanks to you all and all of our advertisers out there. And one of our advertisers is Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have a heck of a sale going on right now. Trish Clark was over there the other day, and she said it's remarkable. 2225
That's
Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We have Congressman Doug Lamoff on the phone. Welcome back, Congressman. And we have a caller in. Jimmy, do you have a question for Congressman Lamoff?
Yeah, and I'll try to make it quick. First off, I was very surprised about the wood products he was talking about. Now I know why a lot of the wood products I see say Fabrique au Canada, which means made in Canada. So what I called for was to ask about the H.R. 5038 farmer amnesty bill that you voted
it's
for.
It's not amnesty. Let's get right off that.
Okay, that's, this is why I'm calling you. So anything I am interpreting is misinterpreted. Okay, that's exactly why I called, because I understood it, and I was told that the H-2A visa holders that are farm workers are going to get amnesty, basically a green card, and that's going to lead to more illegal immigration, and that's why I called you. I'm not saying that. I'm just asking you.
I appreciate that.
So I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I tell you where Jimmy got that, because if you look at this, the headline, it says 34 Republicans voted December 11th to give amnesty. That was the line. So what is the story behind this, Congressman?
Yeah, what was the source of that amnesty? Who gave you that?
Okay, this was from Breitbart, and it was written by, I don't know, it just says roll call.
And we're not sure if that's where,
that's fine.
We're not sure whether Jimmy
let's
got
into this a little bit, because let's take a snapshot of what do we have right now. We have a lot of ag labor in the labor-intensive crops, you know, the truck crops, the lettuce crops, the, you know, the field crops, and even dairy and stuff. We have a lot of people that are here illegally, right?
Uh-huh.
The farmers need them because they're not getting the Xbox welfare generation to come out and work in these fields, are they? Is that right?
Well, I assume that that's correct.
Well, with the generous benefit system we have these days, no one wants to come out and do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, we're having a harder time even getting people to run our air-conditioned tractors these days. I mean, and just for the record, my farm or my type of farming does not benefit from this type of labor. We're able to keep enough a structure there where people will, you know, seasonally come run our equipment and do the things we need that isn't year-round. So we have, we're fine in an industry like rice and some of these other ones that are low labor intensive. But, you know, for dairies, this measure puts in the ability to have year-round labor in that, where the previous, under H-2A and other means, they haven't been able to keep them year-round. They would have to have a touchback provision, and other legislation has been proposed. So that's very important for them. But to finish this amnesty question, yes, there's people that are here illegally. Yes, that's wrong. But we have to look at ourselves as a government and as a people for not voting for people that would put this in place. I mean, the president has struggled to receive border wall funding, and the spending deals coming up next week does allegedly have $1.4 billion of additional for that, and also the ability to not take away the ability for the president to shift money. But the Democrats don't want this to happen. They don't want true border security. So if we can take this segment of ag labor and have it be a legal workforce, you know, there's a certain amount of restitution that has to be paid in order to become one of these residents. There's a $1,000 fine built in place. That's not a big fine, but it's an important one, and it shows people like, okay, you know, these folks have been here illegally, but more or less we as a government or we as consumers of ag products have more or less asked for them to be here to do this labor. Now, there's a lot of illegal immigration and misuse of the refugee system that is way beyond this question. This doesn't fix any of that, but we could fix all that. We're trying to take this small, narrow segment and repair this process so that the ag labor force would have a way to have a legal document to be able to be here. It's going to be called a certified ag worker permit.
Okay? Is this the H-2A?
It doesn't give them amnesty. It doesn't give them citizenship. It doesn't give them a right to vote. It doesn't give them the right to go get federal or state benefits. It's you can work here, and you can be in the program for 3 years, and you have to re-up. But you're also vetted before you do so. So we're a long ways from amnesty. Now, the next level, if you want to get what is the equivalent of a green card, known as a legal permanent residence, then that's the point where you have to pay the fine. Then you have to go through more steps in order to earn that. And each of these steps requires that you remain in agriculture and work there for a certain amount of years. First of all, depending on your history, but then you have to be in for anywhere from 4 to 8 years in ag, and remain in ag at least another 4 years after that, after becoming a legal permanent resident. Only after all that, you fulfilled, then you can apply for citizenship, okay? And that process takes anywhere from 8 to 10 years as it is. So what you're talking about from day one, the average person who has been vetted, has shown not to be a criminal, has met all the benchmarks of having worked in agriculture for an amount of time and lived under our rules of our country, 18 to 26 years it could be before they're actually able to get the citizenship. So, you know, what I'm looking at the same, when I look at the master in here, I think, you know, this isn't a terrible compromise, because it's about 340,000 ag workers is the number we can put our finger on.
Mm-hmm.
And if it becomes 26 years from now, that many new citizens that have lived here, worked as Americans, lived in our way of life, that's not a terrible thing. Because we have a lot of people receiving the benefits that have done nothing to be participants in America. These people, by and large, are good, hardworking people. Yeah, do you have a bad egg here, sure, and there, here and there? Sure, you do. But the system will help us vet them out. They'll have a legal document. They aren't coming over the border in this horrific way that I think is inhumane, when we more or less entice them to come over the border to do this work. They're coming across freely, and many of them are going back home at the end of the season. There's less incentive for them to want to move their families up here because it's not a one-way ticket one time, because they can't go back. So if you're looking at it from all aspects here, we're going to actually have a much more defined, identified, documented workforce than what we have now if we did nothing. If we do nothing, we continue with this mess we have. So that's how, I mean, there's more I can go on and on.
Well, I have questions about it, because it's interesting, sure, that when people knew that you were coming on, I received emails from several people, you know, about this. And let me ask you some questions that were brought up here.
Sure.
I think you've answered some of them. It says here that the bill would also grant, you know, being able to live here to their family members. Is that true? It's not just the workers.
They have to be
family.
Vetted and come through a process as well. But there, okay, again, nobody is handed citizenship by,
right,
doing so.
Okay.
Okay?
Now,
so
with this,
if they're working,
uh-huh,
you know, that's, they're able to do that. They have to be in a part of an approved workforce. They're not just going to come here willy nilly.
Is there a number set, or is this just unlimited? In other words, 300,000 workers a year, 400,000?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, Carl. First thing, what it does is take the current workers we have and starts running them through a process to get right with the law, get right with ID, to get legal.
Okay.
And then at that point, we assess, do we have enough workers now? Agriculture across the board is saying we need more. So there's a way to ratchet up a percentage each year, approximately, let's say 10%. I don't have that number right at me yet. But there's also the H-2A program. that is formalized a little more, too. But it ratchets up slowly, so it's not like it's going to be this mass wave. Every one of these people is going to be vetted, unless they're still breaking into the country illegally. But that's going to be harder and harder because I still support and am supporting more funding for the fence and more vetting at the border, more border patrol. We have to get a handle on this thing. That hasn't changed at all. But here we've taken a small segment and allowed them, because by and large, people want them to be here. But we would like them to be here legally with documents. It's better for the farmer, better for the worker themselves, and better for the rule of law. You know, again, we've left this language for 30 years, and this informal way of just looking the other way and saying, well, we don't really see them here, even though we know they're here. We know we need the labor, et cetera. Which thing do you want to fix first? This is the most rapid way to stop a segment of illegal immigration because nobody can work without this permits, without this certification in agriculture. Then, you know, starts disincentivizing growers to not have a legal workforce as well.
Mm-hmm. The now, this would also, like you said, over a period of time, would the statement here from Numbers USA, the bill would also create 40,000 additional green cards each year for long-time H-2A workers, which is what you're talking about.
That's not a big number, okay?
No, I know that, but I'm just
these are people that have been certified. This is not illegal immigration. So I don't see what is wrong with that. We have hundreds of thousands coming in, being waived in, especially under the previous administration,
mm-hmm.
under refugees more or less are just here to seek work, like Central America.
Now,
in the world. So we're actually formalizing this. This is something we should want. And it also, what I didn't get to talk about, is has E-Verify in it. Once this program is kicked into place, all the new ones will have to go through the E-Verify process. These are things that we won in this negotiation with the UFW, with the Democrats, because I think maybe everybody's tired of it and they want to see something that'll work. It was, you know, it was an example of a kind of a bipartisan bubble of about five of us from each, Republicans and Democrats, several of us from California, that were putting this together. So, you know, if you want to stand back for a minute without your partisan hat on and say, how's the process supposed to work in government in D.C. or even Sacramento? It kind of looks like that. We built a trust there, like, okay, you know, UFW wants this, well, we can't give them that. Well, you know, Farm Bureau wants that, we can't give them all that. But here's what we can do. Here's what we can hack, you know, kind of hack out here and get done. So I think it was a fairly remarkable process. But I'm really kind of saddened and ashamed of some of my colleagues because the first word they want to do is run for the hills and say amnesty, you know, and some of my Republican colleagues. And they're I'm a little angry with some of them for not just simply looking at the bill because they're not looking at where we are today. They're taking the A word and using it to try and cloud the whole discussion. And I think that's actually detrimental towards the ultimate improvement in border security we're getting out of this.
Well, let me bring up two things.
Labor security. Go ahead.
Let me bring up two things that you said just so I can reiterate this to people. This is not amnesty. This is a formal process for people to be vetted into working into the farm industry.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The second thing is this going to cause a loss of jobs for Americans?
You might remember my immediate comments about that. Do you see anybody in this Xbox generation that's going to go out and do this work?
Well, I don't know. I'm not out there.
Well, okay.
But the other thing, but you are.
We do. We have guys putting signs up along the road trying to get work in the just past fruit season here for peaches and even for the other tree fruits and such. They're putting signs out along the highway hoping someone will come in and apply to work. They were short. We're short of the labor to do this. So at the point that we have too many people doing it and we have too many, you know, already American citizens that are wanting to do the work, I'll be the first to say, okay, we need to tail back this program a little bit. And this has the ability, it is a capped number. When the Secretary of Agriculture sees there's not enough to fulfill it, as brought forward by ag groups and the and others that are still needing labor, the Secretary can ratchet it up a few percent at a time each year to try and find an equilibrium of need versus... So I'm the last guy who wants to take away American jobs. I'm tired of seeing our exports. We were talking about trees a minute ago. I don't want these trees going to some Chinese ship offshore and doing the milling out there. I want them milled here. I want cars made here. I want as much as possible done here. But if we're at the lower end of the wage scale and it's hard work and nobody here wants to do it, then work still needs to be done. So let's contract with that in a way that we can meet the work. And also, at the same time, maybe we can refine the system of benefits like the president came out with talking about food stamps. You know, there was a controversy over that last week saying, oh, he's going to kick all these people off. Like, well, people that are in the program that are elderly, disabled, have dependent children, they're not touched by this. We're talking about those that are really need to be out in the job market that have no reason not to be. That's what he's talking about in the food stamp program. That's what we talked about in the farm bill a couple of years ago until it turned into just a giant political football. So, you know, we try to refine that as well and the other benefits programs that everybody sits around their kitchen table and talks about, say, why is this handout going without a more requirement for those that are able-bodied, without dependents, without issues, to have to seek work, especially in this awesome work marketplace we have here. So you tie all these things together with the joblessness or the jobs that are available and people unwilling to do them. You know, there's a lot of facets to this that we need to continue to fix.
You know, the way you explain it is easy to understand. It's the same thing that the other, you know, people that are opposing it are kind of saying, but in a different way. But here's the other thing.
Well, they just say amnesty, and then they won't read the rest of the bill.
That's right. The word amnesty is the first line you read.
And that's supposed to end the discussion.
Right.
You know, kind of like
now,
the Dems are ending
now,
the discussion.
Now, there's two things you said.
Impeachment hearings. Right. Like, oh, you can't talk about it. But I'm just as appalled about some of our people on the Republican side that, well, they're afraid of this. They're afraid to do it. Like, oh, it's going to cause me trouble back in the district. Like, well, you're supposed to go home and explain it in your district. That's why we're a republic. We're back here doing these things on behalf of the people that send us there. We say, okay, we make a good decision, and we come home and explain the decision. And I'm not here to go back and take the easy decision. I could have voted no and maybe been a hero to some folks. But this is how we're going to improve things. This is how we're going to improve the situation and have a much more secure labor workforce coming in. Because right now, if we did nothing, we have the process we have now, which isn't a process.
No, we have no process now. So yeah. Now, you said two things, though, that were – you said that E-Verify, you support E-Verify.
Yes, and it will be phased in during this process. It
okay.
can't kick in all of a sudden
right.
because it would be such a – you know, it would just cause such a boggle right now with the people that currently here that would not pass an E-Verify test that, yes, are here illegally doing this ag labor.
I think
so we have to vet them a little, you know, one at a time, get them through that. They get them to that legal status with a certified ag worker certificate, which is not, again, permanent residence, and it's certainly not citizenship. It's a low level. It's like a three-step process before you even talk about citizenship.
They're paying taxes. They're paying taxes. The money's been taken out, you know, like this. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're doing
it's
things,
like
but
an,
they're,
any other
they just point. Have an ability to exist here, do the work, and also be, you know, have the respect of, you know, being able to not be harassed or victimized or criminalized and all that, you know, because these things happen, these abuses happen to the people doing it too. So
the last thing you said, you said it right at the beginning, along with the, you know, when you pointed out a couple of things, is this doesn't really, this doesn't impact on your business.
Oh, Doug Lamalfa doesn't get anything out of this because we don't use that kind of labor.
Okay,
that's always,
I think
that's
that
right near the top
too
when we talk about. You know, why is he doing that? He's just back there feathering his own nest. He's just doing this for himself, for his family, all that. You know, that's really tiresome.
But I think it's important
that you
said it in kind of an aside, but I wanted to make sure is that your constituents know you're not getting – you don't use migrant labor at your farm.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We have people to bend with us for very long.
All right. Well, look, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll finish on up. A lot of other things going on. This
Carl, I got actually
oh,
got
you
a
have
leap.
To run.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so, okay. No problem.
Okay. Hey, but thanks for having me on, and we can.
This was real important. Like I said, usually.
Well, I'm glad I got to talk about this bill, and I think the caller for coming forward with it because it's an opportunity, and we need more opportunities to talk about this because, again, you're going to have people out there trying to just, you know, a lot of mean things being said on. Social media and stuff, and do we want to improve the process? This isn't the be-all bill. We still have a lot we have to do on immigration. We're going to have this DACA situation we have to talk about. I think we talk about that at the same time as you talk about completing the border barrier. and the Border Patrol, we need to do that. I'm not going to give DACA up until we do everything else that needs to have a fully secure border. You know, there's a sympathy for DACA, and I understand that. But that also needs to be part of the bargain to finish this border security we need to be. So this is a very narrow piece of the whole process, and I think it actually increases security and a lot of aspects of our economy in doing so. So anyway, thank you for having me on.
Okay, thanks a lot, Congressman.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
I know.
Okay. That's, okay. You know, that is a big. This is a big bill. This, you know, I heard. You know, we got people writing in. We have people writing in and making comments on it.
I'm glad Jimmy. Jimmy did that with grace.
I was after the break, Jimmy. I'd like you to call back in.
He did this with grace. I liked how he said, "Look, this is what I understand. I'm not saying."
Yeah.
In other words, he didn't yell him down, or I just really appreciate. Jimmy's been a loyal listener, and I really, really appreciate Jimmy a lot. So, Jimmy, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
And Jimmy, if you're still listening. I'd like, after this break, for you to call back in and tell me what you thought of what Congressman LaMoffa said. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, give your family the gift of safety this year.
Okay, I was just in the other day. Let's talk about your defroster.
Okay.
Cracks, things, when you're going from cold to hot. We're going to have him on, and we're going to talk about winter weather windshield. And what's happening in the insurance company, just very interesting, we'll talk about this. This is supposed to be a quick read. But insurance companies are just saying, just replace your windshield. You know, and then you have to pay a deductible for that. But the reality is if you have like a 1-inch chip or a 2-inch crack or even larger for maybe $50 or $65, I mean, north of Sacramento, Jeff Wirth is the only guy still doing this kind of work. He could make more money if he replaced windshields, but there's something about the art form. He loves to do this, and he's located on 273. I just went in the other day, and I talked with them about, you know, what was going on, and we'd like to have him back on the air because it's one of these businesses, and he's a veteran-owned business, and, you know, he goes up and down. But anyway, we've got to take a break, and that's Jeff at Windshield Crack Master Windshield and Repair. Again, we're going to take a break here. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be right back on this Friday edition of KCNR and Free Fire Radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Friday the 13th, 8:45 in the morning. And right now, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, greatest haircuts in the world, man's last stronghold. Give them a call for appointments there. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow at noon, out at IGO, is the Rees Across America. It starts at 12 p.m. Get there a little bit early. They have a very short ceremony. And then we pick up the wreaths and we deliver them to every one of the grave sites. They're put there, 4,000 wreaths and growing each year. It's done quickly and it's efficient. And you get to go out there, bring your kids, bring your grandkids to this. This is really special. Wreaths Across America tomorrow at 12 p.m. at noontime at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
We actually have Jimmy on the line now.
Oh, let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, so what did you? I asked Jimmy to give us a call back. What did you think of Congressman LaMalfa's explanation?
It made things a lot clearer. The only thing that he really didn't address is that with this program, is it going to lead to more people wanting to come here to get on this program? And I did read that. There was certain parameters that people had to do. They had to be here for so many years, which he did make clear. But, I'm just kind of worried about people coming here, like in droves, to get on this program. And here it is right here. I'm worried about people coming here and not getting into just agriculture. That's why I tried to get on the chat room and say, is this for agriculture only?
Right now, it's for year-round agricultural jobs traditionally held, and it is dairy, meat, and fish processing. So, and canning. So, you would probably see it in the slaughterhouses, those kind of jobs, which are well-paying jobs. That's the way I put myself through school.
The only other thing is that. With the, I don't have it in front of me, but the H-2A permits, those are very heavy regulated temporary visas.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I read, that within those, they get free meal, housing, and transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just wondering, I'm just wondering why...
Do you remember?
Make it more beneficial, well, but I kind of see what he's saying. But he did answer a lot of my questions, so
Here's the thing: is I did not ask him. Does that mean they get free, housing and all this? If you remember that, I think it was called the
Barbershop. Is this better?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody's talking. Who's on the line with us right now?
We've got Terry, and we've got everybody mixed up here for a second.
Okay. Going back to Jimmy. Jimmy, that's a good point. Is there housing provided? It used to be that under a Broquero program back in the 60s, or maybe even the 50s and 60s, nationals coming across the border would be brought in to work in agricultural jobs during the season, be paid. They'd have all their medical care and everything taken care of. They lived in barracks. And then at the end of the season, they would go back across the border with their money.
Right. And then we'll see under the H-2A, they do get housing, and they're eligible for Cover California. Uh-huh. So I'm going to get off the line and let your other caller go ahead.
Yeah, okay. There's questions still about this. One of our people that wrote to us said that she had claims from people when she was working, and this was in Maryland, until they were displaced by illegals. But as Congressman LaMoffa pointed out, he does not use any type of migrant workers in his facility. And he thinks that this is a way of getting their arms around it and providing workers with that. So, okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Jimmy. Okay, we're going to take another break real quick and get us back online here, and then we'll be back to finish up the week.
Season's greetings from the Redding Colt 45s. This is Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s. The Colt 45s wish our veterans the very merriest Christmas and a happy holiday. The Colt 45s sincerely appreciate the sacrifice of our military deployed throughout the world and those veterans who have served our country and our citizens so well. And remember, on opening night, all veterans, all active duty, and all reservists get in free for the Colt 45's opening night.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station, celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. 8:51 in the morning. It's raining. It's approximately 51 degrees, going up to all of 54 today, and having rain, and then rain tomorrow. And Sunday, starting to clear up a little bit on next Monday. So be prepared for that. Take your umbrellas with you if you're going places, like out when you put wreaths out on the grave sites at IGO tomorrow. It starts at noon. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry about the fact that I guess, I don't know what it is, but it seems as if, at least for our program, we can have somebody listen on the other end and they're automatically muted, but for some reason.
I don't know.
That didn't happen. So
anyway, what you got?
Well, you know, I wanted to say that I thought Jimmy was spot on. I thought Linda was right about the fact that, you know, when Jimmy was asking his question, he's always respectful. I can vouch for him. We've been good friends for years. In fact, we've broken bread together 100 times, and we are on a constitutional committee together. So we see each other every week for years. And Jimmy is a good man. He wouldn't say anything disrespectful. I was a little bit taken back on how defensive the congressman got about the question, because I thought Jimmy asked it respectfully, and I thought Linda was right, that Jimmy asked the question respectfully. I mean, if we can't get our questions answered and it's going to put somebody on the defensive, that's...
I think what he did was, when he said amnesty, and I said, no, that's the way it's presented. It's not the fact that it is. And then the congressman wanted to know. I said, that's the way it's written right here, and I told him where I saw that. And he understood it, but I don't. I think the fact is that Congressman LaMoffice is working to try to get his arms in around, as many others are, on how we can get our arms around the number of people here in this country. To bring the ones in with a visa, so at least we can keep track of them, as opposed to the hundreds of thousands just coming across the border.
Well, Well, that's true. That's true. And I agree. I just, again, I mean, when I find that you're asking a simple question and somebody gets defensive like that, there's usually more to it than that. Well, but anyway, point being is I think that, you know, I think it was a good call. I think that it's good observations. But, you know, when we have people like Jimmy that call into programs and ask good questions, I mean, Joe Comente was good the other night. I hope that we're able to talk a little bit more about that. He agreed with some of the things that we brought up about the bill for the 1 cent sales tax. So I hope we can talk about that later next week. But anyway, good show, you guys, and thanks for what you do.
All right. Thanks so much, Chair.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
All the stuff that's going on right now, you know, when a congressman, and I'm not defending LaMoffitt. I mean, he's a big boy, just like Daly is, and all of our other people is. When you're in there and you do something, and you immediately are attacked by even some of your own party, that I can see where you can get defensive. But to me, he seemed pretty calm. And there's other times that Doug LaMoffitt gets fired up, but he was pretty calm, I thought. Now, you know, but when you use the word amnesty, but that's the way it's written. It's written as amnesty in everything you read, even if that's not what it is. So, yeah, it was a great question. Now, you saw something that I don't even want to talk about on the radio.
What are you talking about?
About the things on the beach. Those fish.
Yeah,
where was this at?
Well, you're asking me now to go back.
Well, no, but where was it at? Was it in the United States? Was it in England?
I'm not really sure, but there's fish. I will say that in perusing the email, it's either 17 or 19 new species in the world have been discovered.
In this last year?
Yes.
At the same time, there's species disappearing.
Yes, but I mean, I think, you know, we talk about underworlds or hidden caves or things. You know, in this great planet of ours, however long we keep evolving, I think we are finding the secret hidden treasures, but just, again, species that have never been discovered.
Now,
on our planet.
You know, I saw something too. You know, I hunt. I don't hunt. The only mammals I hunt are pigs. And I like to think of that as doing people a service on their property. And it's not like I've had great luck in hunting pigs. But I like to hunt turkeys. But I saw these attacks on Trump's son who hunted, I think it's called an abex. It's a large mountain goat in Mongolia, calling it an endangered species. They're wiping it out. This is Trump Jr. doing this. Well, I looked up when you look up the facts, you'll see that these goats are not endangered. Their numbers going down, but the numbers are going down because of poaching and encroachment of agriculture areas. But it's just that, you know, that any chance that they can do to attack.
All right, so let's change the subject and end our Friday on a beautiful thought as we're going through this weekend. Please be kind to your neighbor. Remember, sometimes people are shut in. You never know what somebody's going through. We have, you know, again, statistics are amazing. The depression that happens during the holidays. Give people grace while they're driving. There's crazy drivers. Don't drive fast in the rain. Remember that. I try to remember that. Be kind. People will cut you off. Just take a breath and realize that, you know, just be great. Just have grace. Tomorrow we have, again, Reads Across America. Right here at Iowa Cemetery tomorrow, where you can go lay a wreath on people who have served our country. There's a 12 o'clock ceremony, and that is, again, tomorrow at 12 o'clock at Iowa Cemetery. So think of something this weekend where you're kind, you're standing in line, you're waiting in line, help a neighbor, think about maybe that somebody who's shut in, and just go visit. Because, you know, if you're thinking about what can I get people for Christmas, it's really the gift of time to help somebody with an errand, to help somebody put their garbage out, to take a garbage can in. Just a little something is...
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. It's why we're on this planet in humankind. Let's do random acts of kindness.
Well, that was really cool. So does this mean is that we go up and
no,
down?
You're putting trees on the you're putting lights on the tree this weekend.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Thinking that
you don't
perhaps,
get a pass.
Perhaps the tree is very happy just being the way it is.
By the way, we got our tree at Chester Color. It's been vacant in the corner since it's been standing in the corner in the tree stand since Sunday.
Slurping
nothing's
up water.
Nothing's been done. We're super busy, and of course, you know, tonight we're going to go to the Madrigals, and we have events throughout the weekend. So we're going to little by little get that tree decorated.
You know, Linda never goes overboard. So
yesterday, this time it's going to be a simple country Christmas.
When she bought 753 lights that we're going to
put
on.
Well, they're LEDs. And I have no idea. I've never used these before.
753 lights. But
I don't know. This tree is very bushy. I don't know. We'll see.
Everybody have a great day.
Have a great weekend.
Do not forget about Reads Across America tomorrow at 12 p.m. at the IGO Center, out at IGO at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Go on out. Be a part of something great like that. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.